Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. What's your weather for tomorrow? Well, we're the only ones here on a Sunday night to help. Will it be an umbrella, on ice, or unseasonably warm? Across the country, we'll get all that and more, so let's get you set. Winter storm warnings in effect tonight and for tomorrow. From the Northern Plains into the Great Lakes, expecting up to a foot of snow and icy conditions into Michigan. This storm will track north of the big cities, later weakening into New England, but lots of rain across Ohio, Indiana, more scattered showers, Tennessee to Louisiana. Nothing severe expected, but lousy weather to get holiday errands done. Meanwhile, 80s along the Gulf Coast, where on ice might be your reference for a cooling drink from the heat and humidity. Plus, you'll need the umbrella in the desert southwest. Stream of tropical moisture from Phoenix to West Texas will merge with our winter storm Tuesday, creating a potential ice storm from Arkansas to southwest PA. And to the west, the next major Pacific storm will crash into the left coast. Heavy rainfall from San Francisco to Seattle, plus some of the coldest air so far this season, starts to ooze into the country from Canada. Let's be ready. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour, all night on Sterling on Sunday.
There's a lot of ways to get arrested in the parking lot of a grocery store. You'll hear a couple new ones coming up on Florida Stories on Ice. I'm James Parker for Sterling on Sunday. So that's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
Tis the season for long, drawn-out Christmas pageants, and the decaf is not going to help you stay awake. That's coming up this week on Heartland Headlines on Ice.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Leginas on ice. Flood tunnels. Your Curse of Oak Island update. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday on ice. I could just listen to this. On ice. See the twins skating? Those are twins. As they say in Bavaria, tweens. All right, that's enough of that. Now listen, you're getting out of the mall right now. You did some shopping this weekend. Now, I have friends who work at the mall, and you know what they all tell me? That business sucks. That this is not a great mall season. It's not been a terrific Christmas. I would suggest that the big problem is the mall. All of this nonsense, the suffering of local retailers and shop local because of Amazon destroying the local retail economy. Do you believe that? I don't think so. There are two factors here. Number one, you can't destroy something that's great. If the local retail experience was fantastic, do you think that Amazon would get a foothold? If you and I could drive up to a store, park easily for free, thought number one, walk into the store and we see what we want, we enjoy what we want, and we want to buy it when? Now. Now. Rather than, could you wait a moment? Or, that's if you're lucky. Or too often, where's somebody who will sell this to me? Where's a clerk? You go into Macy's or any big department store, good luck trying to find someone who will sell it to you. It's a nightmare to find someone who can sell it. My favorite, I'll go through a Macy's. In the men's department, I do this like once a year. For some reason, I'm delusional. And I imagine that Macy's has a men's department that is responsive. I'll go to the men's department, which has always moved since last year. Wherever it was last year, it's not there this year. Right, guys? Right? It's moved. You go to the Macy's men's department, And then where are you? It's another dimension of retail. It's like looking through a mirror of retail. There are no humans there. It's like a twilight zone of retail. There are no humans there. Nothing's been touched in many years. And then one clerk passes you by with a Macy's name tag or a Lord & Taylor's name tag or pick the department store name tag. It says Charisse. And you go, Charisse, can I buy this shirt from you? And Charisse says, what? This isn't my department, but I'll try to find someone who can help you. I will try to find someone who can help you. And then Charisse vanishes. You don't even know where she went. You don't even know about the secret doors where they go to, like at Disneyland. You don't know. All of these stores seem to have secret doors where employees go to get away from me. Finally, someone comes who is capable of taking my money in a store. And then I've got to show more ID than if I wanted to cross the border into Iraq to buy a shirt. And they say, oh, the problem's Amazon. No, the problem's not Amazon. The problem is not Amazon. The problems were there that made Amazon possible. There's my thesis. Do I get my PhD? Did I lay that out and roll that out like a professional talk show host? My name is Walter M. Sterling. What's the M stand for, Walter? I cannot tell you. In SAG-AFTRA, the performers union, each performer can have a name, but no two people can have the same name. It's, I don't know. Therefore, somewhere there's a Walter M. Sterling who says the M, and he got there first. If he dies, and I don't wish that on his family, I will be able to roll out my name. But I'm live. As you leave the mall, as you're leaving your retail experience, please share it with me. How'd it go today? 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. How was your retail experience today? Because my retail experience is always the same. I go in optimistic. And then I spend the rest of my time looking for someone to please take my money. Hello, big department store. Did it ever occur to you to come up with an express checkout line? How about an express checkout line for those of us guys who just want to buy underwear, who don't want to buy the rack? Has that ever occurred to a department store and not just Walmart? How was your retail experience? Does it look slow to you today? That's what my friends who work at the mall say. And I have friends who work at the mall. Why? Because I don't have friends who work at the, Big Joe think tank about republicanism. I don't do that. Why would I do that? I got a big show for you tonight. I got the usual edition. We have pizza, free pizza for everybody. We're going to have fun tonight. It's a fun show. It's a transitional show. Hello, attention affiliates. It's a transitional show between the very serious nature of the weekday and the very unserious nature of the weekends. Oh, God, I have gas. It's 14 past the hour. And this is Sterling on Sunday. American financing. Oh, American financing. I love American financing. It is a family-owned business that has been helping people like you and me for 20 years. These are the real deal guys. This is an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau company. You place 1 minute, one phone call to them. And in that one phone call, you will find out what you've been wondering for a couple months now, which is, can you get a cheaper mortgage? If you got your mortgage even in the past year, you're probably paying too much. Why? Because our great president has brought interest rates down. Interest rates have gone down every single month since you got your mortgage. Why are you paying interest rates that are much higher from a year ago? You can get a new mortgage ready without restarting your mortgage. Isn't that incredible? Get a new mortgage without restarting your mortgage. Do not call them now, because if you call them now, they're closed. That's right. American financing is closed. don't call them now. Call them on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you will talk to a mortgage professional, not some salesperson. You'll talk to a mortgage professional who will go over all the facts with you. And whether or not you take a new mortgage, they get paid the same. It's not a commission salesman you're going to talk about. You're going to talk to a mortgage professional. It's a great company. Here's the phone number. Call it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 866-569-4711. You ready? 866-569-4711. American Financing. American Financing.
866-569-4711. American Financing. NMLS 182334. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
It's Sterling on Sunday. It's great to be with you. And I want to talk to you about stamps.com. Stamps.com. Don't you look forward to going to the post office at this time of year? Won't it be great to go to the post office at this time of year? What? You don't want to go to the post office. You may even know Flo, who works at the post office, but it seems like a bad idea to go visit Flo at this time of year. You're right. Stamps.com gives you all of the benefits that you can get at the post office right now in your home, in your office, everything except cheaper. Imagine postage that is discounted and you get it at your office. Great service. Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Put in promo code Walter. Promo code Walter, and you'll get 5 cents off on each stamp. You will get a beautiful postage scale, not some cheap thing like you get at a stationery store. Beautiful postage scale. And you get big discounts on certified mail. That's That's stamps.com. Stamps.com. Promo code Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida Story, we're going to Volusia County, Florida, where a corrections officer has been suspended after some Facebook remarks. You and I call them prison guards. And this lovely young lady goes on Facebook and uses the N-word. I'm guessing she's not black, and her excuse doesn't help at all. Here's a report from WFTV 9.
In that report, she says she didn't find the post she made over the summer offensive because she says it's a word that staff and inmates at the jail here use all the time.
Just to dip it in a little extra Florida sauce, on the Facebook comments, her mom is repeatedly defending her against critics in the comments section. And her mom is no sweet Southern Belle either. It's just weird, because even if you're racist enough to say it, aren't you smart enough to know that it'll get you in trouble? So you have to be really racist and really stupid at the same time. On ice. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go down to Miami, where it's that time of year where UPS has to bring on some seasonal employees to handle the extra holiday packages. And one enterprising 18-year-old takes advantage of this opportunity, learns the value of a dollar and good work ethic, works hard, saves his money, and no, I'm just kidding. He was hiding packages in dumpsters, and then he would come back later and retrieve them. Got arrested, charged with stealing about $2,800 worth of laptops and PlayStations. The unfortunate Florida twist on this one is he was stealing Christmas packages, and his name is Emmanuel. Sometimes I think God has a sense of humor, but that's just not right. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go down to Cape Coral, Florida, where a Florida man on a Wednesday evening is in a Walmart, became angry over customers ahead of him taking too long at the register. Things escalated quickly, and the 69-year-old Florida man punched the other customer in the head. He then left, and officers found him later at his house and arrested him for the battery. They didn't say whether or not he got the groceries. Oh, is that not crazy enough for you for a grocery store mishap? All right, fine. I can do better than that. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
All right, you wanted it. You asked for it. We go down to Miami for our next Florida story, where Saturday afternoon around 5:30 in the evening, a man was so drunk and apparently in the mood that he goes into the parking lot by the front door of the grocery store, pulls his pants all the way down, and starts whipping his mule. Well, there were a bunch of cowards, except for one elderly man who took a stand, and he confronted the drunk guy who was having more fun than he should be having. And for his troubles, the 39-year-old drunk Florida man punches the elderly man. The elderly man falls to the pavement. And the drunk man, with his pants still down, jumps on top of the elderly man and continues pummeling him until security officers can come remove him. It doesn't end there, though. This is Florida. Once they take the drunken Florida man to the hospital to treat a head wound that was sustained when the security guard tackled him, he continues whipping his mule in the hallway of the hospital in full view of doctors and nurses and other patients. And this is one of those situations where I know technically he didn't hurt anybody, but we should just give him a life sentence, right? He doesn't need to ever be out of jail because you know what he's going to do. No word whether or not he is on ice. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
On ice. Sterling on Sunday on ice. If you're driving up I-5 right now in California, in Alaska, on I-4 in Florida, it's Sterling on Sunday on ice. Oh my gosh, it's the Twines. Each week, we have a mystery voice. And my friend Jerry DiCarano said, what you should do, Walter, is you should play the mystery voice and then tell people what it is the next week. Because what you do now is you just play it a lot and then no one knows who it was. And Jerry's right. And that would require a level of follow through and production that I'm not used to, a level of professionalism that would take our show to the next level. And therefore, it's probably time. This was last week's mystery voice.
Nice. I have no idea the kinds of places I grew up in. When I was a kid, I thought that houses like this only existed on TV.
It's Alexandra Daddario. Alexandra Daddario. Alexandra Daddario was in the Baywatch movie. An incredibly talented woman. Just fantastic. That's who the mystery voice was last week. And coming up in just seconds, we'll play the mystery voice for this week. And what do you win for the mystery voice? You win a prize announcement, and you can win a pass to never have to go to an event with your family over the holidays. Now, a lot of talk shows go on and on about how wonderful it is to have a family, but you and I know that's a complete lie. You and I know that if left to our own devices, what would we do? We would go to work, we would come home, we'd stop at our favorite place. I'm not saying it even has to be alcohol. It could be a favorite bar, or in my case, a place to get Chinese dumplings. That's my favorite place. In any city, the place to get Chinese dumplings is my favorite place. Then I would sit in a very comfortable chair with Diet Cherry 7-Up. I would eat the Chinese dumplings, I would eat some other food, and I would watch TV. And then at some point, 9 or 10 o'clock, I would be tickled with sleep. Sleep would visit me, and I would feel the need to go to sleep. And I would go to sleep without talking to anybody. That, to me, is how I would live my life. There are downsides to that. All right, I have no end to that story, but I've got a great story for you coming up in just seconds about I did traveling this week. And you know, whenever I travel, a story is sure to follow. I have a great story for you. Oh, it's fantastic. It's about an incredibly attractive person sitting next to me on the airplane. And I'll be fascinated by your advice and what you would do. What you would do in this situation, it'd be really interesting to see. Oh, you and I will talk about that. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. What we're talking about right now is the shopping experience. And you're getting out of the mall right now. You've done a little weekend shopping. Maybe you've done most of it online. Personally, I have done both. But what I can't stand is this whining from brick-and-mortar retailers about how Amazon's killing them. Amazon did not kill you. Amazon had nothing to do with it. You were dead before Amazon. Amazon was just waiting. Amazon was a need waiting to be filled. Amazon was a solution waiting for a need that was well-established. And I'll tell you, the first time everybody saw there was a problem, it was in 1980. It was in 1980 that Lowell Bud Paxson started the Home Shopping Club. The Home Shopping Club from Tampa Bay, Florida. From Tampa Bay, Florida, the Home Shopping Club. And the first time I saw it, I was mesmerized. It was on bad cable channels. And what did I see? I saw a string of, quote, pearls. A string of pearls on a piece of cardboard and a announcer going on and on about how I needed these pearls. I needed these pearls because there are only 12 pairs of these pearls left and they're going to go. They're going to go. Oh, they're gone. I hope you got in on the pearls. And now let's look at the Capodimonte porcelain. Look at the Capodimonte porcelain. This is in the rare aquamarine color. Rarely available. The Capodimonte porcelain. It was the Home Shopping Club. The Home Shopping Club started out as a club. When you call in and make your first purchase, you get $5 off your first purchase, and you're a member of the club. This is the first club most people in the trailer park could get into. And it was fantastic. And then one out of 20 calls, they'd grab them and put the call on the air. Now, why are you buying this Capodimonte porcelain? Oh, Dan, I love the Capodimonte. My trailer is filled with the Capodimonte. My daughter-in-law thinks it's the greatest thing she's ever seen. It's brought my family together. You mean the Capodimonte porcelain from the Home Shopping Club has brought your family together?
Yes, Dan, it's incredible. Thank you so much. Oh, let me move my oxygen over here.
And it was unlike anything anybody ever heard. And within 5 years, it was the highest first day opening on the American Stock Exchange, that IPO. Opened like at 62. And within a couple years after that, a couple months after that, the Home Shopping Network and QVC outgrossed the Federated Department Stores, which included Lord & Taylor's and Macy's, within 8 years. Why? Because people didn't have to leave their home to shop. And why was that a problem? Was because the out-of-home shopping experience was progressively miserable. Nobody wanted anything to do with it on a progressive basis. And that's what the Home Shopping Club and QVC proved in the 80s. They didn't need Amazon. They were proving it in the 80s. I'm Walter M. Sterling, live on a Sunday night, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather with lots of chaos in our weather department this week. It's the warm, moist air pushing north and some of the coldest air of the season starting to drop down from Canada. And this battle will be won this time by the cold, putting the warmer air on ice for now. That means heavy snowfall tomorrow along the northern tier of states, heavy rainfall for most of the eastern half of the country, and more of the same with the next Pacific storm later in the week. But let's focus on the impacts of this setup. That rain will overrun this new blast of cold, and that's the ice we expect. Usually a narrow band of ice that can be very dangerous on the roads, plus your property too, bringing down tree limbs and power lines, causing power to fail, literally on ice. And then by the end of the week, the next Pacific system marches eastward again with the northern storm track. More snow by Thursday into the weekend, and icy potential this time late week for the mid-Atlantic. It's just not cold enough to be all snow, yet cold enough to keep you on ice off and on all week. Please be safe preparing for the holidays. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Hear the heartwarming tale of a loving mother who confronted her daughter's bully and tasered her in the back of the head. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories on Ice.
Tis the season for long, drawn-out Christmas pageants, and the decaf is not going to help you stay awake. That's coming up this week on Heartland Headlines on Ice.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Leginas on ice. Flood tunnels. Your Curse of Oak Island update, later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
It's Sterling on Sunday on ice. It's spectacular. These are the Twines. T-W-I-N-E-S. The Twines of Bavaria. Let's enjoy them together.
Mädels aus dem Feierwald, sollen die Leute, die macht man halt. Hast du das Tanzen sehen, ist es schnell um dich geschehen. Cowboys aus Amerika, finden es ganz wunderbar.
You know, James Copeland, I see no benefit in fading those down, so I just kill them. Doesn't that seem like the right way to handle that?
Absolutely.
You know, as a professional broadcaster, I imagine there are a number of ways to fade out that music. I could kill it, or I could fade it down slowly, or I could leave it under me. Now, I can't leave it under me. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I can't accurately hear how hot that bed is. All I know is that it's on, and I can hear that it's on, but I don't know what you hear. Therefore,
yes.
It's very, very risky.
That's a tough thing.
My life is a lot harder than it seems, James.
Yeah, well, you know, that's definitely something that people and listeners should take into consideration.
Shouldn't listeners give me the extra inch, like a skosh more room, when they're listening to Sterling on Sunday because of the difficulty of my daily life?
I think so, and, you know, that's what makes it so real.
Do you find the show sounds real?
I think it does sound a lot realer than a lot of things you hear.
James, you're in an RV in Wichita. Is that correct?
That's right, and we've got a 1975 Winnebago here that I am currently fixing up and getting closer, although it's drug on a little bit longer than we were expecting, but that's how most projects go, it seems like.
Is that a word? Drug? Drugged?
Drug out. It is, yeah. Around here.
Then I suppose it's all right. Now, my question to you is, what have you had to do to the Winnebago that you had not expected to have to do? What has made it into a bigger project than you had assumed?
Well, there's all sorts of random things that happen. Like, currently, you know, the front driver's side tire got a brand new tire, you know, spent a big chunk of money, rolls right down the road just great, fixed a lot of problems, back it into the backyard, and it goes flat. So now it's jacked up, and we are going to replace get that tire patched up again. So just stuff like that. You know, there's all sorts of little things that you have to take care of. You know, got the bumper sent in to be re-chromed, and that's something that the Environmental Protection Agency hates, so it's very hard to find a place that will do that. So I have to send it into Kansas City, and, you know, you get lead times of, you know, 6 to 8 weeks casually. So it's that sort of thing that drags the project out a little bit longer.
Not to mention the postage on fenders must be enormous.
Oh, yeah. About $45.
Jeez. Is it warm now in the RV, in the Winnebago? Are you able to have a livable space?
It's about 55 degrees right now, but, you know, if I crank up the heater, it'll go a little bit higher. But since I'm too cheap to spend money on propane, we're using electric heat, so... right now, that is letting the kilowatt-hour meter run frantically.
Are you using mom's electricity?
Yeah, so I have to do chores and stuff to pay for that.
Wow. How much longer do you think you're going to be able to use mom's electricity?
Well, I would have liked to have been out of here a little bit sooner, but hopefully we'll be out of here by next month. But you never know. There's all sorts of other things that might need to be done. But we're getting close.
And did you go to the mall this week, this month? Have you been to the mall?
I live very close to a mall, and it's a horrifying place. I would not. It's just like a horror show. I mean, you go in and there's no one around, and then a telephone on a desk will like ring very slowly, and no one will answer it, and there's no one there, and it's just a really terrible place. And I keep my distance from it. I did go to Dollar Tree, but that's about the extent of some of my more recent shopping events.
I find all Dollar Trees to be miracles. To me, oh, yeah. Dollar Tree is the greatest retail experience possible.
Absolutely.
Because there are things at Dollar Tree you would have never imagined are at Dollar Tree, such as jars of coconut oil. Who would figure that they even knew about coconut oil?
And entertainment crackers.
Wow. Well, you stumped me there, James. What's an entertainment cracker?
Well, it's something you put cheese on and hobnob and have at fancy parties.
Hmm. Do you realize there are online videos for kids that demonstrate toys only available at Dollar Tree and make them appealing?
That's wonderful. And, you know, the fact that I just participated in Dollar Tree's Toy Drive because, you know, they're competing against all the different stores. And the folks at this store said, we're going to beat out Rock Road. That's another, you know, one of the Dollar Trees. And they said, if we beat Rock Road, our regional manager is going to get us a coffee maker. And I was very excited to help them towards that goal.
Wow. Well, this is our friend James Copeland, who's a brilliant broadcaster. He creates many of the things that you enjoy, such as the Usual Edition. He creates it in his Winnebago. There's no other network radio production done in Winnebago. It's like Zach Sang. That's done in like a high office building with enormous production facilities. Whereas our production, which I would suggest is as good or perhaps a tremendous amount better than anyone else's, is done by James Copeland. Mr. Copeland, I hope you have a happy holiday. I will talk to you soon. Thank you. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. It's 43 past the hour. 43 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. I love CBD oil. I am a fan of CBD products. If you have any health concerns, you need to see what CBD can do for you. CBD may offer many of the health benefits of marijuana, but without the high. CBD is 100% legal and requires no prescription when you shop at CBDistillery.com. 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 The reason CBDistillery.com is on this show is not because a sales weasel went out and sold them. It's because I bought CBD salve, and I put it on my sore thumbs that I got from too much typing. It didn't take the pain away. It took the pain away instantly. CBD salve took the pain away instantly. And I said to the salespeople, go out, go to CBD, and make sure that they become part of the Sterling on Sunday family right away. I want to be able to talk about CBD products. And son of a gun, for the first time in history, a salesperson did anything. Bottom line, if you haven't tried CBD for whatever your health concerns or for long-term wellness, you need to check it out. Where you get CBD products is crucial. I rely on CBDistillery.com for their quality control, independent lab tests, and nearly a quarter of a million customers. Got health concerns? You owe it to yourself to see what CBD can do for you. Go to CBDistillery.com. Enter Walter for 20% off. That's Walter for 20% off at CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com.
Sterling on Sunday. Sound imagined by Matt DeSantis.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. It's Sterling on Sunday. On ice. Jerry D. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Jerry.
Thank you. Hi. Merry Christmas.
It's Sterling on Sunday on ice.
Yes, it is.
You have to speak closer to the phone.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Closer.
Okay, I'm on a landline.
We love landlines.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, I knew you had a major event in your home. Why don't you recap for my listener, singular, what happened in your home? Share that with us so that when they start to get nervous about their holiday, they will realize they have nothing compared to what you had to go through.
Well, thank you. One morning, maybe 3 weeks ago or so, I got up. It was early, about dawn. I didn't have my glasses on, so I couldn't see too well. I needed to use the bathroom. I went into the bathroom. there was something strange about it. Something looked different. I couldn't tell exactly what was wrong. I thought maybe a gasket had fallen out of the ceiling because there was something odd on top of the toilet tank. And I got closer, and it turned out to be a snake. A snake was coiled up on the top of my toilet tank, and it freaked me out. I kept checking on it. I checked on it again, and it was on the floor this time, spread out by the bathtub. And then the next time I checked on it, it was gone, and I figured it had gone through the air conditioning vent in the floor. And I didn't see it for a while, maybe a day or so. And then the next time I saw it, it was in my kitchen, and it crawled under the washing machine in the laundry closet. And I didn't see it for a while. Every time it went away, I thought, okay, fine. I'm not going to worry about that stupid snake anymore. And incidentally, it was, I would say, a little over 2 feet long. It was a garter snake, but still, it freaked me out. So I saw it go under the washing machine, didn't see it for a while, didn't worry about it too much, and then a day or so later, it was crawling across the living room carpet. That was a disgusting sight, and my dog was watching it. He was on the sofa looking at it, and he was kind of looking alternately at the snake and at me as if to say, are we going to do anything about this? And the answer was no, because I was a coward, and I didn't want to touch the snake.
I would not.
So the snake went under a bookcase, and, of course, I was too cowardly to move the bookcase and find the snake. So that was it. And then maybe a day or so after that, I saw the snake coiled around the power cord of my vacuum cleaner. That was a freaky Twilight Zone moment. And I had heard from one of your listeners that snakes didn't like mothballs. So I created a barrier of mothballs, which allowed the snake to crawl in only one direction, which was toward the back door. And the snake was going toward the back door. I opened the door, but before the snake went out the door, it went down the air conditioning vent, which was in the kitchen. And that's the last I saw of that stupid snake. And I guess that's about 2 weeks ago. So I don't know where he is. He could be in the ductwork having a party, or he could be dead in the ductwork, or perhaps he found his way out and is slithering south. Or he's, I don't know. Maybe he moved to Washington. He's working with Adam Schiff. I don't know.
Have you been to a mall this year yet?
I went to the mall to see a movie. Hmm. And
what did you see? What did you see?
I saw Parasite. Have you heard of that movie, Walter?
I won't be seeing it.
Well, you know, I'm not a movie critic.
Yeah.
This movie is all in Korean, and it was shot in Korea, and it's kind of like an Alfred Hitchcock movie. I don't see many movies anymore because they don't make them for people my age, but I have to tell you, I thought this was a fantastic movie, and I've been recommending it to everyone.
I thought you were going to see Frozen 2.
Well, I'll tell you.
Do you have one of those theaters that serves you full meals at your seat?
No, I don't think so. They have 16 theaters there.
Right.
And of the 16 screens, they're usually showing about 12 movies because some of the movies are on multiple screens.
Right.
And they do have one theater that's called RBX or RFX or something like that. And it costs more money to go in there, so I've never gone in there. I don't know what they're doing in there. They could be serving food. But can you imagine what a meal would cost? At a movie theater? I mean,
I know what it costs. I know what it costs.
What does it cost?
About $30 for a hot dog and cheese sticks. And because they're not top-of-the-line waiters, it's sort of, there's a randomness to how the cheese sticks are arranged and when they come, and there's a sort of randomness as to where they're placed because it's dark. I mean, just imagine serving bad food in the dark. That's what the experience is.
And how does it work? I mean, aren't they disturbing other patrons when they're bringing you your cheesesteak? Aren't they saying, excuse me?
No, I wondered about that, too. Here's how it works. I'll explain this to you. On my network radio show, I will explain this to you. Here's how it works, Jerry. You order before you go to the theater.
Oh.
You see online the menu. You order what you want before you go. You indicate the show. And then when you show up and sit down in your pre-designated seat, they bring you the food before the movie starts and during the previews. And they get it out during the previews.
Oh, okay.
By the time the movie starts, there's nothing. In fact, there's less in front of you than in a normal situation with popcorn.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Well, Jerry, I wish you happy holidays, but you must call in instantly if the snake reappears, and I will record it for my Sunday night show, since up till now, there's no program director that wants this show every night.
Well, Walter, have a wonderful holiday, and thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
You're a good friend. You're a really good friend, and thank you very much. Happy holidays. All right, that's Jerry D. and his snake story at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Now, coming up, I've got a great story for you, the story you've always dreamed about in air travel. And I will share my very special travel tips with you, unlike the things that you find on Yelp. Very different travel tips than you find on Yelp. Plus, I love seeing what you're looking at right now. Please take a Sterling snap, a photo of whatever you're looking at right now. If you're driving, don't take a picture while you're driving. Who needs that trouble? And then email it to me at waltermsterling@gmail. 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 Then on Tuesday or Wednesday, when I get around to it, I'll post it on Facebook. Everybody will be able to see what you're looking at while you're listening to Sterling on Sunday, and we will have a communal experience. Isn't that what we want, a communal experience? Because to me, this is the best time of day to be on the radio and the best time of day to listen to the radio. Because why? It's just us. There you are in your media room, otherwise known as the cab of your truck. Your kids are asleep in the back of your minivan. You gave up your Volvo, your Audi, your Jaguar for the damn minivan. The last thing in the world you ever wanted was a minivan, but there you are. There you are in the minivan for some good, noble purpose. I have the usual edition, Velo Hool, to talk about the curse of Oak Island. I promise you, there's nothing on Oak Island, not a damn thing, except all the money that the History Channel has collected so far, an astonishing amount of money. Plus, I have for you a secret coded message that you can only decode with a Midnight Misfit membership card, which should be sold to a major advertiser. Why isn't that sold to a major advertiser? Mysteries. There's so many mysteries. All right, it's live on a Sunday night. Walter M. Sterling, Sterling on Sunday.
Walter M. Sterling.
Sterling on Sunday weather. What's your weather for tomorrow? Well, we're the only ones here on a Sunday night to help. Will it be an umbrella, on ice, or unseasonably warm? Across the country, we'll get all that and more, so let's get you set. Winter storm warnings in effect tonight and for tomorrow. From the Northern Plains into the Great Lakes, expecting up to a foot of snow and icy conditions into Michigan. This storm will track north of the big cities, later weakening into New England, but lots of rain across Ohio, Indiana, more scattered showers, Tennessee to Louisiana. Nothing severe expected, but lousy weather to get holiday errands done. Meanwhile, 80s along the Gulf Coast, where on ice might be your reference for a cooling drink from the heat and humidity. Plus, you'll need the umbrella in the desert southwest. Stream of tropical moisture from Phoenix to West Texas will merge with our winter storm Tuesday, creating a potential ice storm from Arkansas to southwest PA. And to the west, the next major Pacific storm will crash into the left coast. Heavy rainfall from San Francisco to Seattle, plus some of the coldest air so far this season, starts to ooze into the country from Canada. Let's be ready. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour, all night on Sterling on Sunday.
The Usual Edition on Ice is made possible by grants from the Unstructured Play Learning Center. If you want a bored and boring kid, send them to the Unstructured Learning Center. This week, Rachel Goldstein Shabazz is on sabbatical to Portland, Oregon, where she will find herself. Today's host of The Usual Edition is Beulah Aisha Jones.
Good morning. I'm Beulah Aisha Jones, and the team at Public Radio on Ice is thrilled that Nancy Pelosi demanded that Queens casino owner Donald Trump is facing an impeachment trial. After the trial, nothing will happen, but everyone here feels extra good about it. We have asked our lead reporter, Jim Kelly, for street reaction to the Trump impeachment.
It certainly surprised us that DJ Trump has impact throughout the globe on ice. We all know he has destroyed the environment, but now that he is going on ice through impeachment, that's what really matters, even though nothing will actually happen.
So deep and thoughtful. Next, we go to America's heartland. We present reports from the heartland because even though those member stations contribute next to nothing to our treasury, we enjoy their Americana authenticity. Foster Falkland reports from Kansas.
Thank you, Beulah. Welcome to the Usual Edition on Ice family. You'll be surprised at how little you actually do. Today in Kansas, we are eating authentic corn, raw milk, unprocessed honey, fresh herbs, and raw meat. As a result, Midwesterners have more natural gas than Iraq.
We appreciate the true nature of your reporting, and your reporting on information never available on ABC. This has been the Usual Edition. The Usual Edition on Ice.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Judy in Dallas has a terrible joke for you and me. Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, you sound great tonight. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
You have a clear phone line. Your voice sounds great. You have a clear phone line. Welcome to the big show. Hi, Judy.
Good. I have a little bit of a cold, so it's not, my voice is sort of cracking. But anyway, I was wanting to know, Walter, what says O-O-O?
Judy in Dallas with the terrible joke, what says O-O-O-O?
No, just three O's, O-O-O. Says you're walking backwards.
Say it again. Say it again, Judy.
Santa Claus walking backwards.
Say it once more.
Santa walking backwards.
Santa walking backwards. It's a great joke. Oh, Judy.
A new can of Diet Cherry 7-Up.
That's what Judy will win. I appreciate it.
A new thumb drive of The Usual Edition.
888-688-WALT. It's Sterling on Sunday. On ice. New to our show? Imagine somebody tuning in for the first time. First of all, that's the good news. You imagine someone tuning in for the first time, they hear a polka, they hear Judy in Dallas telling a joke, they hear The Usual Edition, they're like, man, I didn't know it was the 60s. I didn't know I was having a flashback. It's a live radio show on a Sunday night. that doesn't scream at the Democrats, a whole different concept, a whole new concept in radio that I stole from 1982. Here, let me take you back, my children. Before 1988, spoken word radio was about families, people getting together, arguing about, oh, everything. And those were radio stations that had dominant audiences in city after city after city after city after city. And then one day somebody said, you know, why don't we just scream at the Democrats? And every day from that moment on, those audiences have gone down in their audience ratings continuously. And for a pragmatic industry where somebody should have said, hey, you know, maybe we should talk about something else. What do you say, huh? You know, these stations Walter put on the air, they're doing fine. They're talking about something else. No, it's never going to happen. It's just never going to happen. Let me share with you something that happened to me that does not happen. I have flown for business about 3.5 million miles. 3.5 million miles. And in the process of flying about 3.5 million miles, I have sat next to you every time. Every single time. With one exception, two exceptions, I've sat next to you. Middle-aged guy, businessman, two martinis, and he sleeps the rest of the flight. I have sat next to you for 3.5 million miles. And every time I get on a plane, what do I imagine? Just once. Put an attractive, articulate young lady next to me. I'm not talking about it in terms of a lascivious conversation. I'm not talking about it in terms of anything vaguely inappropriate. Just give me the joy and thrill of an attractive young woman to have a conversation with. Just once. Just once. My friend, what happened to me this week, I can only attribute to Santa Claus. I can only attribute to Santa Claus making it possible that an attractive young woman would sit next to me on a flight. What happened to me on this flight is something that you must hear and I must share with you. I do not have a choice but to share with you. These things are not up to me. It's just what I have to do. It's 15 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday. I love American Financing. American Financing is the bank I have dreamed of. It's a family-owned mortgaged bank. A family-owned mortgage bank, not some cold, horrible institution. Listen to this. You can lower your rate on your mortgage and take your money back with help from American Financing. You could be looking at $1,000 or more a month in savings. When you choose American Financing, you don't have to reset your loan. You don't have to reset your loan. Instead, you choose whatever term you need. It's your mortgage on your terms. Not every lender can do that, but American Financing can. The sooner you start, the more you save. Now, with rates this low, you can afford to upgrade to a newer home or purchase an investment property. Haven't you always wanted to have the nice lake house, the place at the shore, the place at the beach? Buying a home is an incredible way to accumulate wealth over time. You build equity, receive tax advantages, and you don't have to worry about increased payments if you select a fixed rate mortgage. Why pay more for interest? You could save $1,000 or more a month, and you don't have to restart your loan. American Financing. Here's the phone number. Do not call it now. They're not open now, but take it down. Put it in your phone. Call them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You ready? 866-569-4711. Tell them you heard it on Sterling on Sunday so my kids get credit and I get to put them through college. 866-569-4711. Who are you going to talk to? A salesperson? Somebody at a call center in India? No, you're going to talk to a professional mortgage expert who works on salary, not commission. You take a new mortgage, great. You don't take a new mortgage, they get paid the same anyway. That's American Financing. Call them at 866-569-4711. 866-569-4711.
866-569-4711. American Financing. NMLS 182334. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm going to tell you my story, and then I'm going to ask you how it should end. It's not a bad idea. It's called engagement. Listener engagement, very big in the audio community now. I'm telling you, the amount of trouble they go through to just tell a story. That's all that we do. I get on a plane for a short flight, I don't know, an hour flight, and it's a nice plane, nice enough. If you fly every day, and for years I flew almost every day, I got up to like 3.5 million miles. The one thing I wanted, not in a lascivious way, not in a, you know, take, you know, go to the bathroom way, in a nice way, I really wanted an attractive young woman to sit next to me rather than you. Instead, I always got you sitting next to me. You, a little too big for the chair, had one at the airport, didn't have a great sales call. I always got you next to me. I thought just once I would like to have a nice young lady sit next to me. And it never happened. We're talking years. It never happened. I got on the plane this week for this short flight, and seated in the seat next to me, that would be correct, right, in the seat, you have to hear this story, this is incredible, was a nice young lady. And she sits down, and I'm waiting for her to say, oh gee, my boarding pass is wrong, they put me in the wrong seat. That's my luck, that's how it would go. You know, she got my seat. That isn't what happened. Instead, she goes, This is my seat. Yeah, this is my seat. And she sits down. Now, get this. She is dressed like the country club daughter. You could take her home to mom, any mom, dressed like a country club daughter. And then the plane takes off, and she has taken out her book, not her laptop, her book. And she's very smart. She's really smart. How do I know she's really smart? Because she takes out a very thick academic book. New. Well, only people who are smart have thick academic books with titles that I can't pronounce. I'm a professional announcer. I'm a talk show host. I can pronounce anything. Unless it's in the commercial copy. I can pronounce anything. And there she is with a book that I couldn't pronounce. Therefore, I'm very impressed. Thick book, country club clothes, sensible blonde hair, nice jewelry, huge blue-green eyes, but pretty in an approachable way. This would have been the girl in your high school who everybody could have talked to. She'd be the one that you'd want to be her friend, but everybody could have talked to her. There was nothing standoffish about her, nothing standoffish about her. She was the one who was everyone's friend. And even though she wouldn't date you or me, she would talk to you. She might even give you advice on how to get a girlfriend. She was that girl. Mind you, I summed all this up in 8 seconds. Well, now the plane starts to take off, and I have a dilemma. And the dilemma is, in the time of Me Too, do I start a conversation? Oh, did I mention I'm married? Did I mention I'm happily married with 3 daughters? And I'm like, Me Too, married, daughters, I am not going to start a conversation with this woman. I'm not. It's not what I'm going to do. At that point, right at the point where I decided I was not going to start a conversation with this woman, the damnedest thing happened. I'm Walter Sterling. It's 23 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. I am live on a Sunday night. Now, what I'm about to tell you next is unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm in the airplane. It's taking off. It's taxiing. She has a thick book, which means that she's smart. She's sitting next to me. And I'm starting to dig into my stuff, my computer, my phone, my newspaper. I'm starting to build that invisible wall between us to allow me to do the things that I needed to do. She had a thick book that was academic, had a title I could barely pronounce, very serious. I'm very impressed already with how intelligent she is. And the plane takes off. Now we're in the air about 2 minutes. I'm not saying a word because of Me Too, marriage. I'm not saying a word. Even though nothing would happen, no matter what, I don't go there. You know, I just don't go there. Out of nowhere, I heard this sound. It was an incredible sound. It was a sound I haven't heard in 25 years. It was a sound that I have not heard in 25 years. I heard an attractive, blonde, blue-eyed woman say something to me. Unprompted, unprovoked, she starts to talk about how happy she was to have her seat. It was a good seat. She was happy about that seat. And I'm like, whoa. And slowly from deep inside of me, slowly from the depths, I'm like, oh, it awakens. It awakens. The 18-year-old in me awakens. I'm like, what? And I start to have a conversation with her. And her name is Chelsea. And she's studying to be a legal aid assistant, which is a real course. And it's hard. And she has a thick, serious book. And she's alive and interesting and, dare I say, funny. Isn't that what every jerk says? Well, you know, she's really smart and she's really funny. Listen, she was funny enough. Let's say that. She was funny enough. And I'm having a delightful time. And I think back about the previous 20 minutes, and I'm thinking, why didn't I start this conversation? What a loss for me, and dare I say, Chelsea, that I didn't start this conversation on the airplane for this short flight. I mean, my wife was going to pick me up. She had a boyfriend. We learned pretty quickly. And we had a cocktail party conversation about her school, where she grew up, a meaningless tissue paper conversation, but completely pleasant. And I wished her only good things, because she was one of those by the angels, spiritual spirit people who was studying, going out into the world, had the right boyfriend, everything was good for her. Would you have started a conversation with her? You get on the plane, and next to you is a young woman, and you're a guy. Do you start the conversation? Do you dare start the conversation? You're in a restaurant. There's a woman over there alone. You're alone. Do you dare say, hey, can I sit and eat with you? And you mean nothing by it. Absolutely nothing. You mean nothing. You just would like 20 minutes of company. That's it. And maybe she would too. I'm sorry to cough at you. There are just so many times I could turn off the button. How do you feel about that? 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I say it's a tragedy that all of my switches have been turned off and I did not dare to start a conversation with the woman who was 6 inches away from my elbow in the next seat. I didn't dare. And I was blessed with the fact that she did. She did start the conversation, and we had 30 minutes of a great conversation. What would you do? I'm Ralph Cardonas. What would you do?
It's an interesting situation, isn't it? There are too many times where we're in harmless, meaningless, totally safe situations, and we don't act the way we would have 10 years ago because of some jerks. You know, a couple jerks ruined that very pleasant courtesy. A situation where you could make another traveler feel safer just by having a conversation with them. But I wouldn't today. I absolutely wouldn't. How do you feel? 888-688-WALT. 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 And if you call in tonight, I'll give you a chance to guess the mystery voice. And if you guess the mystery voice, you win a free pass to not have to deal with your relatives the rest of the holiday season. And you win a prize announcement. No other radio station, no other radio show offers prize announcements. We're on KXNT in Las Vegas, Nevada, WSB in Atlanta, KMBZ in Kansas City, and WPHT in Philadelphia. This is a pretty darn big radio show. Happy holidays from Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather with lots of chaos in our weather department this week. It's the warm, moist air pushing north and some of the coldest air of the season starting to drop down from Canada. And this battle will be won this time by the cold, putting the warmer air on ice for now. That means heavy snowfall tomorrow along the northern tier of states, heavy rainfall for most of the eastern half of the country, and more of the same with the next Pacific storm later in the week. But let's focus on the impacts of this setup. That rain will overrun this new blast of cold, and that's the ice we expect. Usually a narrow band of ice that can be very dangerous on the roads, plus your property too, bringing down tree limbs and power lines, causing power to fail, literally on ice. And then by the end of the week, the next Pacific system marches eastward again with the northern storm track. More snow by Thursday into the weekend, and icy potential this time late week for the mid-Atlantic. It's just not cold enough to be all snow, yet cold enough to keep you on ice off and on all week. Please be safe preparing for the holidays. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, we go to Newport Richey, Florida, where a Florida man, 54 years old, teaches music. Oh, isn't that sweet? At Sunray Elementary School. Oh, no. He gets arrested for sexual assault. Oh, no. Florida twist. It's not any of his students. Whew, thank God. No. It's his house cleaner. Not that that's good, but I guess that's better than kids, right? But 54-year-old Florida man adds another dash of Florida sauce. I go look at the house cleaner. It's a dude. No word whether or not he is on ice. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go down to the Miami area. Guess who has the most deadly train line in the United States? That would be Florida's Brightline trains. Florida's new high-speed passenger rail service has the worst per-mile death rate of the nation's 821 railroads. One big problem the Florida train line is having is the suicide rate is incredibly high. A psychologist who studies train suicides said it's likely the velocities of Brightline's trains, their bright colors, and newness that attracts the suicidal. People can't stop throwing themselves in front of this Florida train line. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to the Orlando area where an overturned semi spills a load of lumber all over Interstate 4. The Florida twist is in a little suburb called Longwood. Get it? They spilled long pieces of wood in Longwood. I thought it was cute. Look. They can't all be home runs. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to the Key West Airport where a 49-year-old woman was told she has to change her T-shirt before she can get on her America Airlines flight. This T-shirt says, Hell Satan, established 666, and has an upside-down cross. And she plays dumb. I don't know who would find this offensive. How is this T-shirt offensive? I'm not hurting anybody. And does it really matter? Not really, especially when you're flying from Key West to Las Vegas. I mean, you almost expect a Hell Satan shirt, don't you? Think about that. Who is on the flight from Key West to Las Vegas? No one who's taken their morals seriously.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our last Florida story, we go down to Pinellas County again, where at Azalea Middle School, about 5:20 p.m., right after sports practice, there were some kids mulling about, and a melee, a physical fight with multiple students, all of whom female, breaks out in the parking lot just as 42-year-old Florida mom is pulling up. She sees her daughter in the melee, and she goes out, and she does the adult thing and breaks up the melee. Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. This is Florida. She pulls out her taser, goes up to the kid that's fighting her daughter, and hits her in the head with the taser. The girl lets go of her daughter, and Florida mom hits the student in the back of the head again. The victim sustained minor injuries. Mom has been arrested on child abuse charges. What'd you do on Monday? On ice. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production. Springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
On ice. Hi, Victoria. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. How would you feel if a guy you're sitting next to on the plane starts the conversation with you?
Well, you have to, I think, take into consideration everybody's individual, and I am an open-minded person and friendly, and I do talk to most people. So not everyone is like me. But I was taken by your comment about how it's changed, and I am older and have lived a long time to see these changes, and I'm not, you know, it goes along with, you know, and I dare say to you that I am consider myself also a feminist from way back, and I'm very open to all people. And I would not have a problem if a person was friendly. I think that's what we need today is people trust. I would love to see more trusting people. And it kind of goes along also with remember the days when you were in line at the grocery store and the old elderly gentleman in line would start talking to your little children. And everyone got that has changed where everyone is now afraid to let friendly people approach you. That's my opinion.
Victoria, you're a good friend. Thank you for calling Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I was on a plane, short flight, nice flight, and the thing that never happens happened to me. I mean, I've flown 3.5 million miles, and the same thing happens every time I get on a plane. You sit next to me. You, the middle-aged guy. Little overweight, little too big for the seat, had a drink before he got on the plane, didn't have a great sales call, you get on next to me. Never has the attractive woman gotten on the seat next to me. But for Christmas this year, it happened. She got on the seat next to me on this flight. Her name is Chelsea. She's studying to be a legal aid assistant. And I'm like, oh my God. And she was smart. Not like, well, you know, and she was so smart and funny. You know the way guys talk when they are impressed that they met a woman? Not that. She was smart because she sat next to me, and she had a really thick book with a title I couldn't pronounce. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. But then it shut down. I did not initiate a conversation because of Me Too and because I've been married for 20 years. I was not interested in anything beyond a conversation, but I did not dare start one. And then the Christmas miracle happened. Chelsea started the conversation. Blonde hair, blue-eyed Chelsea. She started the conversation. And I thought, as we were talking, what a tragedy that I couldn't start that conversation. Kristen in Aberdeen at 888-688-WALT. How do you feel about that? Oh, now Christian has transgendered into Daniel. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to the big show.
Daniel, hello, this is Kurt.
Okay, your name's changed four times. I don't know what your name is. So what's your name?
This is Kirsten calling from Aberdeen.
Hi, Kirsten. Welcome to the show.
And I'm not transgendered, but who knows? The world is, you never know what's going to happen these days.
Who knows? I'm stunned at what I see on my board here. Yes, but welcome to the show. What's going on? Hi.
Well, I didn't know about your show. I was so surprised. I was, you know, surfing the little dial. And this is the first time I've heard your show. I don't know who your affiliate is. I don't even know what station I'm on tonight.
What
but
frequency?
It's one of the local ones, I'm sure.
What? Wait. Stop. What frequency are you, is it?
It's FM.
Yes.
And beyond that, I don't know what channel I'm on.
Well, that's right.
All that matters,
all that matters is I'm here and you're here and we're together. How did you feel about what I said, Kristen?
Well, you were so, it stopped me cold, Walt. You were so heartfelt about this and so honest. I just had to call. I completely agree with you. I know that there are times when we just let the fear motivate rather than the open heart. And that's what is sad. In fact, I find myself and my group of we are all seniors, my group of seniors, all bemoaning the fact, and we miss it, Walt. We miss it. So the fact that this happened for you, it made me so happy to hear the happy ending.
And thank you very much for your call, Kristen. Thank you so much. The happy ending is that I had a 90-minute flight that was delightful. Here was this beautiful, attractive woman who had a big, thick book in front of her. She was in college. She was getting a professional degree. She was getting an advanced degree. Great to talk to, right? The tragedy was that I could not start that conversation. There's no way in heck would I start a conversation with a woman next to me in the seat, thanks to Me Too and thanks to the general discomfort that comes from a man initiating with a conversation with a woman he doesn't know. Therefore, it was a gift from the heavens that the flight had taken off. We were up in the air about, 2 minutes, and she starts talking to me. And she had a big, thick book in front of her, an intellectual book. So she was a great conversationalist, blue eyes, blonde hair, bonus track. But we had a great time. But if she had not initiated that, we would not have had a great time. I could not have started that conversation. And that's the tragedy of the life we have today. It's a real tragedy. My numbers, but how would you handle it? Especially if you're a woman, how would you handle it? You're on an airplane. You're sitting next to a guy who's interesting. Do you start a conversation with him or not? You're a guy on an airplane. Next to you is a woman who's attractive. You're not going to ask her out. You're just going to have a nice conversation with her. Like in civilization. Do you do that today? Do you dare do that today? I never would dare do it today, ever. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. Let's talk about stamps.com. Oh, at this time of year, let's talk about stamps.com. You use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24 hours a day, 7 days for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere. Once your mail is ready, you just hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple. With stamps.com, you get, listen to me, 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. Not to mention, it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. This is not a postage meter. You print it out of your computer's printer. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. Over 700,000 small businesses like mine already use Stamps.com. There's no risk. With my promo code, Walter, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term contract. Just go to Stamps.com, hit the microphone,
type in Walter. That's stamps.com. Walter, this is Sterling on Sunday. I have really sore thumbs from typing, especially if I type at a stupid angle in bed. Maybe you have this problem. I found CBD. CBD is a product made from marijuana. If you have health concerns, you need to see what CBD can do for you. CBD may offer you the health benefits of marijuana, but without the high. CBD is 100% legal and requires no prescription when you shop at CBDistillery.com. I got some, I used it, and it took away the pain in my thumbs immediately. And I said to our salespeople, I said, would you please get me this product? Could you please get me this product to become part of the Sterling on Sunday family? And they said, okay. And then something happened that never happens. CBD became part of the Sterling on Sunday family. CBDDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. The bottom line, if you haven't tried CBD for whatever reason, your health concerns, or for long-term wellness, you need to check it out. Where you get CBD products is crucial. I rely on CBDistillery.com for their quality control, independent lab test, and nearly a quarter of a million customers. CBDistillery.com, go there, enter Walter for ready, 20% off, 20% off. Enter the promo code Walter for 20% off. This isn't like buying it in a mall or on the street or something. This is a premium product that's been tested and ready for you. CBDistillery.com, promo code Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Leginas on ice. Flood tunnels. Your Curse of Oak Island update. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
The amazing James Montag is the sound shaper tonight on Sterling on Sunday. The Nutcracker. Is there a greater hell for men than to have to go to the Nutcracker? Could we do anything but go to the Nutcracker? You know, Grandma wants to take us to Nutcracker. Yes, that's right. It's perfect for Grandma. I don't want to go. Don't make me go. Ella in Sacramento, KFBK, Bill White's giant radio station. When am I going to fill in there again? Isn't it time, Bill? I think so. Hi, Ella. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi. How are you?
Very excited to be with you in a very wrong way.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyway, so here's my take on this. I think it's a really, really sad thing that you didn't have the opportunity, or Phil, you had the opportunity to be a normal human being on a plane next to a beautiful woman. I think that's terrible that that ended up being that way. I think, though, it was smart being on a plane, that it was on a plane, because a lot of craziness happens with the authorities on planes lately. So I think that was smart. But I think in real life, we need to just actually be ourselves. And I'm a person that will...
Wow. Wonder what that was. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I was on an airplane this week, short flight, and something happened that never happens. A beautiful young woman sat next to me. Usually, the person who sits next to me is you. An overweight, middle-aged guy usually sits next to me, who's had one already before he gets on the plane. Last person in the world I want to talk to. You know, he's in sales. He's in sales. But this time, it was a beautiful young woman. Did I start a conversation with her? No. A miracle happened. She started a conversation with me. And we had a great conversation. And halfway through the conversation, I thought, what a tragedy. There's no way I could have started that conversation. Between me two and me marriage, there's no way I could have started that conversation. Danny in Nevada, welcome, listening on KXNT. Hi, Danny. Welcome to the Big Network Radio Show. Hi.
Oh, hi. Thank you.
Thank you.
How you doing, sir?
So what would you do?
Would you
start up a conversation with a woman on a plane or on a train or on a bus, or do you don't dare anymore?
Well, I've had that happen to me before, and especially if they're really attractive, because I feel so intimidated, thinking that, well, if I try to talk to them, maybe they'll think I'm below them, and they'll, you know, do the smug, well, I guess the old school way, say stuck upness and just not answer you. But yeah, I've sat next to beautiful women and in a bus, or not very much on a plane, but like on a train, there have been times where I wanted to say something, but I didn't. So what I did at times, I would just do a on the surface kind of opening statement, like, oh man, I tell you, can you believe, I got here from Albuquerque and can't believe it's going to be like 30 minutes to go, but at least on a train, you know, you can walk around. Do you know what I mean? Just start a casual, that way they don't, because the thing about it is, I was told a long time ago, and I'm sure I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but that pretty women and pretty girls, they know they're pretty, and they don't, last thing they want to be told is how pretty they are. And if you start, for what it's worth, an innocent statement, if they don't say anything, that way you don't have to feel bad, no harm, no foul. And then that way, if they do say something and you guys get into a conversation, at least what she'll think is, oh, my gosh, he didn't mention how pretty I was. I mean, because
right.
Pretty girls, right. You know, pretty women know they're pretty. You know?
Right, right. Often that's true. It's a really good point, and I appreciate the call. Thank you so much for calling. Coming up in the next hour, in just seconds, we're going to have Midnight Misfits with a secret decoder message just for you. To get it, you're going to need your Midnight Misfit secret decoder card. You go to waltermsterling.com, waltermsterling.com, and you'll be able to get the decoder card. An amazing radio show. It's astonishing. This is Sterling on Sunday on Ice.
Sterling on Sunday weather. What's your weather for tomorrow? Well, we're the only ones here on a Sunday night to help. Will it be an umbrella, on ice, or unseasonably warm? Across the country, we'll get all that and more, so let's get you set. Winter storm warnings in effect tonight and for tomorrow. From the northern plains into the Great Lakes, expecting up to a foot of snow and icy conditions into Michigan. This storm will track north of the big cities, later weakening into New England, but lots of rain across Ohio, Indiana, more scattered showers, Tennessee to Louisiana. Nothing severe expected, but lousy weather to get holiday errands done. Meanwhile, 80s along the Gulf Coast, where on ice might be your reference for a cooling drink from the heat and humidity. Plus, you'll need the umbrella in the desert southwest. Stream of tropical moisture from Phoenix to West Texas will merge with our winter storm Tuesday, creating a potential ice storm from Arkansas to southwest PA. And to the west, the next major Pacific storm will crash into the left coast. Heavy rainfall from San Francisco to Seattle, plus some of the coldest air so far this season, starts to ooze into the country from Canada. Let's be ready. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour, all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Hear the heartwarming tale of a loving mother who confronted her daughter's bully and tasered her in the back of the head. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories on Ice.
'Tis the season for long, drawn-out Christmas pageants, and the decaf is not going to help you stay awake. That's coming up this week on Heartland Headlines on Ice.
All right, we're live on a Sunday night. There's nothing else live. Who would do this? We're in Media Mumbai. Real talent wants to be on in the middle of the day or in morning drive, but interesting talent wants to be on right now. And you and I get to talk because all the grown-ups have gone to bed. There's no one but us. At 888, this is my phone number, 888-688-WALT. Welcome to Kim in California. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
I'm having so much fun listening to your show.
Really? What station are you listening on?
93.1, but I'm just about to lose it because I own a truck and I'm already through Sacramento.
Well, it's a big radio station, and we love Sacramento, and I love truck drivers.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you.
Your young lady on the plane.
Yes.
I have a daughter, too, whom I've always taught to, you look somebody straight in the eye and smile, and it changes their whole day. And I've taught my son to be a man. And a no is a no. And if you speak with a woman and she doesn't seem receptive, you just go back to what you were doing. And I think that's a shame that it inhibited you. It makes me wonder what you're teaching your daughters about meeting people.
I have three daughters, ages 7, 14, and 17. And my daughters are very much in charge of their universe. This comes from having terrific mother, grandmother, babysitters, and a really good dad. And what I have done, to the best of my ability, is given them the confidence to follow both their dreams and their talent. And from that confidence, people don't get in their way.
Can I tell you something my father taught me very early? He was rather upset with my work choice. I have a really bad cold, too. When I was very young, in my 20s, I went to work on an oil tanker on ships. And my dad's advice to me was, be a lady no matter what.
There you go. Listen, I really appreciate the call. Thank you very much for listening to Sterling on Sunday, 888-688-WALT. This is what happened to me this week. The thing that never happens happened to me. I got on an airplane, and what happens when you get on an airplane? The guy who sits next to you is the one person you don't want to sit next to you. The person who's too big for the seat. The one who is really interesting smelling food. That's the person who always sits next to me. The crying baby doesn't bother me as much as it should. I can deal with the crying baby, believe it or not. I have a lot of empathy for a good mommy taking care of it. I try to be helpful. But, you know, the guy, that's the one who sits next to me on a plane. And I've flown about 3.5 million miles. Never once did the girl ever sit next to me. Son of a gun. This time, the girl sat next to me. Her name was Chelsea. She has blonde hair. She has big blue eyes. She was adorable in a sort of country club mom way, and that's very flattering. Believe me, I'm being flattering. But she had a prop that was amazing. On her tray table was a thick book and a title I could not pronounce, and I'm a professional broadcaster. She was smart. I decided she was smart in 2 seconds from that book. I'm like, whoa, blonde hair, blue eyes, smart. Then it turns out that Chelsea is studying to be a paralegal, to be a professional. Great. So she's in a postgraduate program. Her name's Chelsea, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm like, oh, darn it, I can't start talking to her. Thanks to Me Too and the wedding ring and 1,000 other reasons, I could not initiate a conversation with her. And then the angels came down, and she started talking. And we had a great conversation. And that conversation would have happened if I had started it or her. But she started it. But in my mind today, I could not start a conversation with that woman. And what a tragedy that is. How sad that we've come to this point where that is a fact. Mike in Washington, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Walter Sterling. Thank you for your program. It's very wonderful.
Thank you.
I would just like to say I don't think chivalry's dead. It just smells funny these days.
It does. It's under the wrong horse hoof, and it's very unfortunate. And it's sad, isn't it? It's truly sad. Cheryl in Georgia listening on WSB. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi, Walt.
Hey.
I have a little story about an airplane you might want to hear.
Yes.
I was on an airplane 42 years ago. I was nursing my baby, and a man sat down next to me, and he leaned over and said, you know, I think that would even keep me quiet. And about a year later, we got married.
You know, now, what if somebody said that to a woman today?
I know. The world's crazy now. Everybody's gone nuts, I think.
And how's the marriage, Cheryl?
Well, we're divorced now, but we were married for 25 years, and it was a pretty good marriage.
Was it because of his smart mouth, Cheryl?
That we got a divorce?
Yes.
No, it wasn't. But we had a pretty good marriage for most of those years. So, but I don't understand why people can't talk to each other.
Well, do you think I could have just started talking to her?
I think you could have. I don't see why not. I mean, talk, you're safe in an airplane. You're in a little hollow tube.
But you see, that's the problem. That's the problem. I'm not safe in an airplane. It's a dangerous place because it's federally regulated. The slightest wrong word could be misinterpreted as a threat. She could have raised her hand and said, this man is making me uncomfortable. He's threatening me, and I lose.
Hmm. Well, I suppose.
Well, that's the dilemma we live in today. That's the challenge we live in. It's horrible. It's a horrible situation for guys. Excuse me. I don't mean to keep coughing at you, but I have the cold, and I keep trying to hide it from you, and I keep failing miserably. All right, I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. I love being with you on the radio every Sunday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. I should be on five nights a week, but program directors who have begged me their entire careers for jobs, suddenly lose their sense of humor when I say, why don't you put me on five nights a week? Why don't you hire me? Program directors who have begged me for jobs their entire careers, suddenly, when I say, you know, why don't you hire me? Silence. No, silence. Well, you know, those are, you know, I don't get to make all of those decisions. All of a sudden, they don't get to make all of the decisions. They have to look elsewhere. It's 13 past the hour with Sterling on Sunday. Oh, my gosh. It's Sterling on Sunday on Ice, and I am a huge CBD fan. If you have health concerns, you need to see what CBD can do for you. CBD may offer many of the health benefits of marijuana, but without the high. CBD is 100% legal and requires no prescription when you shop at cbdistillery.com. I have terribly sore thumbs and feet, and I started using cbdistillery.com salve, and the pain went away immediately. I put the salve on my thumb and my feet, and the pain went away immediately. And I said to the sales weasels, why isn't CBDDistillery.com an advertiser on Sterling on Sunday and part of our family? And in less than a month, they got it done. This never happens. When you get CBD products, where you get CBD products is crucial. I rely on CBDistillery.com for their quality control, independent lab tests, and nearly a quarter of a million customers. If you have health concerns, you owe it to yourself to see what CBD can do for you. Go to CBDistillery.com and enter Walter for 20% off. Again, enter Walter for 20% off. That's a lot. This isn't like the CBD oil you see at the carts in the mall. This is refined, tested, ready for you. CBDDistillery.com, CBDDistillery.com. Sterling on Sunday, Sterling on Sunday at 18 past the hour, 18 past the hour. You know what I use? I don't go to the post office anymore. I run a business. I have a business in my home. Maybe you do. And we're working the second and third shift. How is it getting to the post office on the second and third shift? It's a challenge, isn't it? Well, you don't have to deal with that challenge anymore. You ready? You go to stamps.com. With stamps.com, you get to print out stamps on the printer in your office. You don't have to go to the post office. You print them out on the printer in your office. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, you just hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple. With stamps.com, Ready? You get 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. Not to mention it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. This isn't one of those wacky postage meter deals. This is, you print the postage on the printer with your computer. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. It's no wonder that over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Don't spend a minute of your holiday season at the post office. There's no risk. With my promo code, Walter, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial for free, plus a free postage meter and a digital scale. This is a beautiful scale. It's not one of those cheap, springy things. It's a great scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on microphone at the top of the homepage, and type Walter. Stamps.com, promo code Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather with lots of chaos in our weather department this week. It's the warm, moist air pushing north and some of the coldest air of the season starting to drop down from Canada. And this battle will be won this time by the cold, putting the warmer air on ice for now. That means heavy snowfall tomorrow along the northern tier of states, heavy rainfall for most of the eastern half of the country, and more of the same with the next Pacific storm later in the week. But let's focus on the impacts of this setup. That rain will overrun this new blast of cold, and that's the ice we expect. Usually a narrow band of ice that can be very dangerous on the roads, plus your property too, bringing down tree limbs and power lines, causing power to fail, literally on ice. And then by the end of the week, the next Pacific system marches eastward again with the northern storm track. More snow by Thursday into the weekend, and icing potential this time late week for the mid-Atlantic. It's just not cold enough to be all snow, yet cold enough to keep you on ice off and on all week. Please be safe preparing for the holidays. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Why is it doing this strange thing? Why are you doing this strange thing? It should be playing my music. Let's see. Oh, I see why. It's Sterling on Sunday on ice. Are the Twinnies here? Let's hope the Twinnies are here. It's so good to bring other cultures to America. There's Sue of Spring Earl Cookies. I am so jealous. I'm looking at the Spring Earl Cookies that she's packing up for Christmas gifts for her customers and like, wow, where is Spring Earl Cookies, Sue? I sent her a note asking where that was. She has marzipans and beautiful different colored Christmas cookies. Send me a photo of what you're looking at right now while you're listening to Sterling on Sunday. And then over the next few days, I'll put it up on Facebook and everybody can share this very special experience of listening to Sterling on Sunday together. Barry in Utah, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. You and I are live on the biggest, fastest growing network show in American radio. Hi, Barry.
Oh, hi. So is it really the fastest growing show in America, or are you just making that up?
It's the fastest growing show in network radio, Barry.
Okay, another thing I want to say is you play this music. It's like, okay, it sounds like bumper music.
Nice. I have no idea the kinds of places I grew up in. When I was a kid, I thought that houses like this only existed on TV.
That was last week's Mystery Voice. Would you like to guess this week's Mystery Voice?
My 10-year-old cousin told me this joke, and I thought it was so funny that I stole it from her. There are three elephants, and they're standing on a cliff, and they all fall off the cliff. Wait, I told the joke wrong. I have to tell it again.
888-688-WALT. I was talking about the fact that we are who we were in middle school. Not high school, middle school. We haven't changed. And in middle school was the first time
that I realized that it was not cool to hang out with me. I had this friend, Terry Bender. Terry was like, you knew Terry. You knew Terry. Everybody knew Terry Bender. There was one in every school. He was everybody's good enough friend. People were happy to see him. He knew your name. He smiled. He laughed. I don't think he had a best friend because he didn't need one. Everybody was his friend. He was not solicitous in terms of being a friend. It just, he was one of those guys. He knew how to fit in. He always knew how to fit in. And therefore, whenever I saw him, we'd have a nice chat. Well, it took me a while to realize that he had a nice chat with everybody. Everybody had a nice chat with Terry Bender. And he was talking to me in the hall one day, and a bunch of kids came by, and they started making fun of him for liking me. They started making fun of him for liking me. Being friends with me, friendly with me, was not okay, was not all right. He was made fun of for being friendly with me. And, you know, I felt kind of bad. I remember where it happened, who said it, what he was wearing. It had an effect on me. It had a dramatic effect on me. Over the years, I have had this happen to me again. I've been in situations where people who are doing business with me, who are being my friend, who are in a club with me together, they go out of their way to kind of deny they know me. I swear to you, they go out of their way to deny that we have a relationship. Now, I have committed no crimes. I have done nothing bad to your kids. I have done nothing bad to your business. And yet people, too many people are kind of, you know, vague in their association with me. It's the honey badger syndrome where I will work my butt off for years at a business and make it successful. And then the minute I leave, people bury over in the sand what my accomplishments were. And I'm not even bragging. I'm just saying they kick sand over it until people don't realize I was there. There's a radio station in New Jersey, a defining radio station, changed how FM could do radio with talk. And I consulted it for 20 years. And you know, to this, you go there today, no one knows I was ever there. Rather than put up a little plaque, invite me to the 20th anniversary, invite me to the 25th anniversary, salute, good job for inventing that, no one invites me. And the same thing with one I created in Orlando, and one I created, oh, here's another thing. There's this guy, I'm just giving you little examples, there's this guy who I started out in talk radio. I started him out. And every time I read an interview, he talks about his career from the beginning till now, and he starts it one step after me. He starts it when he's associated with a different food group of executives, different than me. He starts it by saying that he started with this group of people who would then benefit, by saying it would then benefit him with a long list of people. Starting it with me would be like, you know, I don't know what the hell it is. I mean, I really don't know what the hell it is. But I know that when I do business with somebody, I'm proud of it. When I associate with someone, I admit it. And it's not a big deal. And I'll tell you why it's not a big deal. In just a second. I'll tell you why it's not a big deal in just a second. There's a reason it's not a big deal who you tell, who you associate with. All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. The holidays are creeping up on us. It's getting creepy, and I want to tell you about CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. A couple of months ago, my thumbs were killing me, and I heard about CBD products, and I went out and got a jar of CBD Distillery salve. And I put it on my thumb, and you know what? It worked. It worked immediately. And I'm like, why can't we get our sales department to get a hold of CB Distillery products?
And son of a gun, they did. Go to cbdistillery.com, cbdistillery.com, and get all the information, because where you get your CBD products matters. CBD Distillery has tested them on thousands of people. Pure Labs, terrific product. Get a discount by saying Walter in the promo code box. Walter, cbdistillery.com, cbdistillery.com, promo code Walter. Walter!
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's everybody's favorite message.
Sterling on Sunday
Boner
now
time.
Presents
It's Boner
it's
Time.
Boner Time.
If you're a well-endowed man, if you go to forhims.com/Walter, you are practically admitting to the world that you're well-endowed. You're saying to the world, I need a little extra help getting a full erection. And you get it with the generic pill that used to be the little blue pill that was $400. Well, now it's a generic pill. You get it for much, much less. But I want to emphasize to you that this website, forhims.com, has fantastic products for your hair, for your skin, and for your boner. This is a website for guys, for real guys. Go to the site, admit you're well endowed, forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Oak Island, money pit, $500 million found? We'll find out, but the Leginas were on ice. Especially Alex Legina. Last week we reported that Alex Legina had received a bunch of consternation from the regular crew who have been on this series for years and years and years, like Paul Troutman and Jack Begley and Dave Blankenship. Well, this week, no Legina. No Alex Legina. Alex was gone, but plenty of Rick Legina, Marty Legina, and the characters you've come to know and love on The Curse of Oak Island. Now, let's talk just a little bit more about this tunnel. The tunnel was feeding water. And that is a dead set giveaway to gold. On Oak Island, $500 million worth of gold. The Holy Grail. And maybe even the Holy Sepulchre. On Oak Island. Alex Legina, not found, but Rick and Marty Legina, they were telling us the truth. And they were finding all sorts of archaeological anomalies in the dig. Archaeological anomalies. Not since finding the Knights Templar Cross have the guys been so abuzz on Oak Island finding this tunnel. This tunnel may be the most significant find during the entire 8 seasons of The Curse of Oak Island. It's getting hot. For your Curse of Oak Island update, I'm Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
On ice. On ice. All right, Sterling on Sunday on Ice. I think that all our trouble started in middle school, and we don't change from middle school. Not high school, middle school. I think we're pretty much the same from middle school, because in middle school there was a day when I was talking to this kid who was a normal kid. A lot of people liked him. He wasn't Mr. Popular, and he wasn't unpopular. But I was just talking to him in the school, in the hallway, and a bunch of kids walked by him and made fun of him for liking me. They made fun of him for associating with me. And I had done nothing to them. And this guy had not done anything in particular for me. We were just talking. And this went on through high school. In high school, I was told by a group of kids, this is who you'll go to the prom with. They ordered me who to go to the prom with. I didn't, but that's who they ordered me to do it. But then throughout my career, I'll never forget, I got a big job
And I've always had big jobs. I've been very lucky. And I'll never forget that my boss, who was a big deal, he was the president of a division. They go to put out a press release. And usually, in a press release, your boss gives a quote. The person who is going to be your direct report gives the quote that establishes who you are and establishes his endorsement, her endorsement by the organization. The press release comes out, and the quote endorsing me for the organization is given by somebody reporting to me, a direct report to me, and not a vice president or, no, a director-level job. Somebody reporting to me, my boss is nowhere in that press release. He believes somewhere along the way that it would not be to his best interest to be associated with me in the press release. And I found that pretty odd. And I did. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Why isn't he? What? And then I can't tell you how many times. Well, it hasn't been that many times. But there have been articles in the trades, and they are structured and written in such a way that my quotes are left out on purpose. Or they'll take a group shot, and they'll tell me to stand at the end. And when they tell you that you're going to stand at the end of a group, it means you're going to get cut out of that picture. You're going to be cropped out. And that's what's happened to me. It's a very strange thing. And I think it goes to this. I have no idea what it goes to. I have no idea why. I have committed no crimes except the crime of new ideas, which is a progressive crime. You don't want to be known for giving new ideas. I wear Brooks Brothers suits. I have wingtip shoes. And it's one of the reasons I stopped being an executive. The BS was pretty thick and growing. Like, why are they going through all this trouble? It's a weird thing. But this week it happened again. And, was again told, please don't let people know we're associated. Like, why? Like, why? There's no harm. It isn't a secret. People know. People already know. And I'd associate her with me in a positive way, but she didn't want to be associated with me in a positive way. She didn't want to be associated with me in a positive way. You know, it's like the smelly kid in school, but I'm not the smelly kid in school. I check that every day. I wear the finest deodorant money can buy. I get it from England. Could that be the problem? I don't know. Every email I get, I answer. Here's my email address. You ready? It's WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Now, last year, we sent out Christmas cards. I'm not going to do that this year. I have a better idea. The idea is this. Next week, we're going to put up a link at Walter M. Sterling. And on the link at Walter M. Sterling, you put in your name and your email so we can stay in touch. And for no other reason, I'd say, well, you know, we're going to sell it to everybody. I wish we were that good. We're not that good. We're not going to. I have the worst sore throat. I didn't want to mention this earlier in the show because it's uncomfortable to listen to someone who's suffering. But I am suffering. My throat is on fire. Oh, my gosh. But I think it sounds pretty good. You know, like I'm a professional broadcaster. I think my throat sounds all right. You know, it's not too bad. Well, anyway, what we're going to do is put a link at Walter M. Sterling. And you'll go there and put in your name. And you put in your email. And what you'll get is a sound file. And on that sound file will be 20 of Judy's best jokes. There'll be a couple editions of Randy Thomas's The Usual Edition. We'll put in some James Parker's Florida Stories. What a good job. Hey, James, that was really good today. And James Copeland can contribute whatever he's in the mood for, and I will have a secret holiday greeting for you. That's what we'll do. You will get an instant holiday greeting from us.
featuring all the best stuff about the show. And by the way, don't send me an electronic Christmas card. An electronic Christmas card doesn't count. You know, the best Christmas card I got last year was from Beryl Kravitz. Beryl Kravitz of Philadelphia, listening on WPHT, 1210 WPHT, home of Dom Giordano. And Beryl Kravitz sent me the best Christmas card. It was beautiful, making references to all different parts of the show. She did original artwork on it. It was great. It was really nice. Thank you, Beryl Kravitz. And thank you, my Midnight Misfits of D. Wells and Karen and Mr. Sneakers. And, oh, my God, there's Neil Paul. You're not going to get married yet? I think it's time. I know Neil thinks there are many other pressing issues. But here's why it doesn't really matter who you associate with or what you say or who cares about what or who's quoted where or who's in the photograph or who's in the article. It only matters that you might hurt somebody's feelings. But the reason why it doesn't matter, my friends, is that time is paper thin. And this moment that you and I have been given is so rare and so precious that to worry about anything petty is a slap in the face of the universe. And I can't afford that. And the other reality, which is even more disturbing, is that 4,000 years from now, no one will know that you and I were here. That's not a promise, my friend. That's a guarantee.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.